shades of GTA Vice City on that intro, Jay. I like it. I like it. Welcome to the Birds and the Berg Football Podcast. It's officially the off season. I guess episode one of our off season coverage here. A lot of good games this past weekend. Jay, I bet you're happy.
It was a beautiful weekend.
As a Steelers fan, to see the Titans go into Baltimore and pull off what people probably thought was impossible. They were able to beat the Ravens pretty easily.
And yeah, I was going to say, man, the way they did it, too, is they forced Lamar. I mean, we'll get into it a little bit more, but they forced Lamar to try to beat him in the air, and he just couldn't do it.
Couldn't. I mean, he had a lot of yards. He had a lot of rushing yards.
Garbage time yards.
It just – he did not look good. The Titans defense really came up with a great game plan to contain him.
Yeah. And I'm sorry. Most quarterbacks get hit 300 yards passing if you throw the ball 60 times.
Oh, absolutely. So. But, yeah, that's – I'd have to say that's the craziest thing that happened this past weekend.
I mean, the Chiefs lose – oh, wait a minute. It says here they came back.
You didn't watch the after the first quarter?
Oof, man. Many that people gave up on that game, too. And
yeah, that was a wild game. That was a good one. but other than that, the 49ers easily beat the Vikings. I thought the Vikings would have put up more of a
at least show
more
up.
Of a fight in that one. But hey, 49ers, I guess I can say.
Are you ready to say they're pretty good?
I guess I can say they're good. I guess I didn't believe in them all year until right now.
Yeah.
So 49ers won. The Chiefs won. Of course, the Titans won. And then Green Bay was able to hold on from a late rally from Seattle last night to win that one. So we have San Fran and Green Bay, NFC Championship.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a Kansas City and Tennessee AFC Championship.
Just like everyone predicted.
Yes. Hey, yeah. I think I had KC going to the Super Bowl, so.
If I remember correctly, I think you did.
Yeah, so I'm all in. I'm all in on Andy Reid now.
Yeah.
I got to root for Big Red. I'd like to see him.
If there's one coach in this league that deserves to get a goddamn Super
Bowl. Yeah, he has the most wins in NFL history without a Super Bowl.
That poor guy.
Yeah, and it looked bad, like you said, at the beginning of that game. Down 24-0 quickly.
And
then Bill O'Brien happened, who has to be the worst coach in the NFL.
There was some calls in that game. We were texting about it. It's just I don't understand.
Is a moron.
Yeah.
He's a moron.
There's nothing else you could say.
Going for it.
Bad call game.
Going for it on 4th-and-1 and kicking the field goal or 4th-and-1.
Inside the 30.
And then.
And you kick the field goal.
And then going for it on 4th-and-4, fake punting it.
At like the 35.
I mean, I don't know. I guess he's going to stay the coach there, but man. What a moron.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
All right, so before we get into any of the Eagles news that we had this week, Jay, why don't you tell us anything about the Steelers going on?
No big news in terms of team going into next season, but it was officially announced in a surprise. Was a Saturday right before the start of the games. Bill Cowher has been elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Very well-deserved. He deserves it. When he was coaching, he was one of the best coaches in the league.
So he's only won one Super Bowl, though. I know, I'm just kidding.
Whatever you want to say. He never had a super team like anybody, like some of those other coaches. You know, like Jimmy Johnson, who's going in too. You know?
Yeah.
I think Cowher deserves it. He had a really good record. I think he was closest 700 record, something. I gotta look up his numbers, but
winning percentage.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure he always seemed to be at least getting 10 wins a year.
Yeah. So I mean, I think it's very well deserved for him, and I'm happy for him. It's a good move.
Nice. Yeah, I think it's cool. I know it's what? It's a bigger class this year. They're bringing 15 guys in or something like that.
I think it's that, but I think these guys are also what's that secondary thing they do? Like not the eligibility, but they just select I forgot what it's called. Like guys that have been waiting for a while.
The senior class?
I don't think that
applies to the coaches. I know one coach normally gets in per year.
Okay.
But I know since it's the 100th season, they were doing like a centennial class. So they were probably doing two coaches. So.
Okay.
So, yeah. All right. Well, then I guess we'll get into a little bit of Eagles news. Some big changes happened since the last podcast. I know. Did we talk about Howie Roseman's press conference on the last podcast?
I don't think so.
All right, well, Howie Roseman had his press conference, and he came out and basically said that they need to get younger, that they need to do something about the injuries. He took blame for this season. I thought it was a really good press conference by Howie. He seemed like he knows what he has to do. He knows what the problems are. Now, whether or not if he goes out and fixes them, that's a different thing. But he was really transparent. He was really... he apologized to the fans, and he said, you know, it's all on him for what happened this season, and that was good to see. But then they also talked about – Doug Peterson talked on the pod about how he was going to bring back – they asked if they were going to fire Mike Groh or anybody else, and he said, no, they're going to be on the staff. And then the following day, Mike Groh, the offensive coordinator, and Carson Walsh, the wide receivers coach, were both fired. And I think that's big news.
It is, and I think it's a good move.
I think it's a great move.
Yeah, that was your weakest point this year.
I know. I mean, you could debate how much really Mike Groh does since Doug calls the plays and it's his offense.
Yeah.
But there was something missing ever since the 2017 season, and we lost Frank Reich, and Mike Groh was promoted to offensive coordinator.
Yeah, Super Anybody Bowl winning head coach Mike Wright.
Yeah.
Or Frank Wright. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anybody who watched the offense could tell there was just something different about it. There was something missing. So I think it's a good move. The only thing that I heard about, and I want to see what you feel about this, Jay, is Doug Peterson said in that press conference, he's bringing both those guys back. The following day, they're both gone. It was reported that it was not Doug Peterson's decision. It was actually Jeffrey Lurie's, the owner's decision. Do you think that's smart on the Eagles' part? Or Doug wanted them back, but they're gone. Do you think Jeffrey Lurie overstepped his boundaries? Or how do you feel about that? Do you think an owner should be getting involved in a coach's
in the staffing? No.
Staffing, yeah.
I can't think of an organization where the owner's involved in decisions for the team over the coach, and they have a winning record, or they constantly win. Look at the Cowboys.
Yeah.
They can't win a playoff game. You know, they're constantly able to compete, but they can't win a playoff game because Jerry Jones is meddling. I don't like that he shouldn't have done that.
We don't know. If it happened.
Yeah. But I agree with the move.
Absolutely.
If Doug wanted him back, that's his decision. It's his coaching staff. But something should have changed. And I understand what you're saying. Doug is an offensive coach. He calls the plays and everything. Well, if that's the case, don't have an offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
You handle it. But he has him there because he trusted him to help run the offense. He didn't get the job done, so he has to pay. That's just what it is. They're not going to get rid of Doug. So somebody had to go because of how bad this offense was in the middle of the year. They improved later in the season, and that's mainly because of Carson, I think, getting his confidence back and relying on the receivers. But
absolutely. And I think they actually – Doug said in some of his radio show appearances that they actually changed things up for Carson towards the end of the year, and they had him moving more, and they kind of – tailored the offense around Carson more than what they were doing in the middle of the year. And that, to me, that falls on Doug. That also falls on the offensive coordinator too. But I'm with you. I completely agree. A change had to be made. I think Doug Peterson might be too loyal to some of his guys. And if he wanted to keep him, that makes me a little worried about Doug Peterson.
Yeah.
You should have been able to look at, you know, the offense. And like you said, I know they did better at the end of the year, and I'm sure Groh and Walsh had something to do with that. But if you couldn't look at that season and see that something needs change, that makes me a little worried about Doug. So yeah, I agree. I don't like the owner getting into all of it, but if a change had to be made, and it was, and then it has to be made. Mm-hmm. I mean, ultimately he's the one who cuts the paycheck. So
yeah, I agree. It's just weird to see it happen, especially with this team. Cause I mean, you know it better. You follow him closer, but does he have a history doing that, Lori?
No, not really. He's normally pretty, like, stays out of things. Let's Howie and Doug.
Okay. And he was really pissed by how they performed this year, then, for him to step in like that.
I would assume he would want something different to happen after
yeah.
the past 2 years, really, with the offense, because Mike Groh was picked by Doug Peterson after 2017.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, statistics show they just haven't been as good.
Okay.
So then moving forward, I have not heard any news about what they're going to do at offensive coordinator, other than they did mention Jim Caldwell, at one point, and Kevin O'Connell, who was the Redskins' most young up-and-coming guy.
Okay.
But I believe he got hired by the Rams. And then after that, I haven't really heard anything, so it makes me think that they might be waiting for somebody who's still in the playoffs, whether that be from Kansas City staff, Mike Kafka, former Eagles quarterback, who is their quarterbacks coach there now, has been rumored, or anybody else. So I'm starting to think that they're waiting for somebody who's still involved in games right at the moment.
Okay.
So we'll see. And then news this morning as well, Monday morning, is Corey Unlin, the secondary coach, was hired by Detroit to be their new defensive coordinator. So the Eagles will now be looking for a new secondary coach, along with an offensive coordinator and a wide receivers coach.
Okay.
To me, I don't know if it's a big loss. I know that Corey Unlin was well-liked in the locker room by his players, by the organization. He was with Chip Kelly when he was there, and they wanted him to stay after Chip was fired. So I don't know. But then you look at the secondary, and it seems like none of those guys ever got better. And that falls on coaching.
Yeah, I agree. There was points where they played pretty well. Like once you got, Darby back?
Darby and Mills.
Yeah, they started playing a little better, but you guys were also just decimated by injuries.
Yeah.
In that secondary. So it's hard to judge it. But you were also hurt by injuries on offense, and that the offensive coordinator had to go too. So
yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know. I don't know if it's scheme related or what, but I don't know, man. They invested a good bit. They've invested a second and third round pick on corners. They signed Darby, or they traded a third for Darby at one point. Obviously they had Jalen Mills, who's probably been the most consistent, and he hasn't really been good. But none of these guys have improved. So, I don't know. It might be a loss. Who knows? But there's some good coaching candidates out there. They might bring somebody in, and it might help them out. A fresh set of eyes, a fresh set of, you know, ideas.
Oh, yeah.
It might help the secondary out. God knows they need all the help they can get. They have been one of the worst secondaries in the NFL for about a decade now, I'm pretty sure. And yeah. So we'll see. We'll see on that front. But other than that, yeah, that's about all the Eagles news I have so far this offseason. So we're going to get into our little beginning of our offseason stuff here. What we're going to do each week from here until we figure something else out. we're going to go through like a position group or position by position. We're going to go whether they should stay or go, or what changes they should make, and so on. So I think we're going to start with the defensive secondary this week. And Jay, we'll start in Pittsburgh. Tell us who they have there, what they got going on, starters, if there's anybody leaving, if there's anybody you think if they should draft somebody, bring somebody in. What do you think there?
Yeah, so the way I broke it down a little bit, I'm not including practice squad guys.
Okay.
They have to sign them at the end of the year.
Yeah,
I'm
that's
not including
fine.
Those guys because, yeah, more than likely they won't be there anyway. So as of right now, the returning starters Steelers have, I'm including the nickel
because
he plays a lot for the Steelers. All five starters are returning. So you got Joe Hayden for another year, Steven Nelson for 2 years, Edmonds, he has – 2 years left plus the fifth year option, and Minka has 2 years left plus the fifth year option, and then you have Cam Sutton at nickel with a year left. Cam played a lot in the nickel, so did somebody else that I'll get into. All five are returning. Good, let them stay. That's perfect how it is. Starters are set. I like how they played this year. Terrell needs to step up a little bit, but we'll talk about him in a minute. The backups returning, you have Justin Lane, who has 3 years left. He was a draft pick last year. Thoughts on Lane? Actually, he's the only returner or backup returning.
He was a third.
He's the only bench.
Okay,
yeah.
So he was a high draft.
I think it was two.
He
was
from Michigan State, I believe. He was a high draft pick. He should, you know.
He didn't see the field much this year. So
hopefully he takes a step forward.
Yeah. They've been going slow with him because they, as they said when they drafted him, he's a raw talent player. So you got to let him get into the system first and build himself up. So didn't see the field much. I expect him to see more time coming into 2020, and hopefully he could be that heir for Joe Hayden, who has a year left.
He's
in his 30s.
Older,
so
it costs a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he has a lot of money on the books right now. So that's the only backup returning. So as far as free agents go, so you're losing free agents. Artie Burns, who's an unrestricted free agent, gone. He won't be back. He said he wants to move on, and the Steelers want to move on. And this is going to go down as one of the worst first-round picks for the Steelers.
Yeah, not a good one.
That I can remember. Up there with Jarvis Jones. it's an awful pick. You also have Mike Hilton, who's a restricted free agent. He'll be back. They're going to bring him back on a cheap deal, being a restricted free agent. He's a great tackler. He's one of the best blitzing corners in the league.
Is he just starting nickel?
And him and Cam have been switching back and forth. Cam Sutton. So they'll bring him back on a cheap deal. And then as far as safeties go, you got Sean Davis, who's an unrestricted free agent. This one's interesting to me. I feel he's going to want to go somewhere and start. Yeah. And Sean Davis is not as bad as everyone made him out to be. And I'm sorry, if you hear that in the background, I'm sorry. My son is sitting at the table playing with his blocks. So I do apologize. He wasn't as bad.
I can't believe you let him out of the basement.
Well, yeah, you got to let him run a little stretch.
Every once
their legs.
In a while, you take him off the chains, right?
Yeah. You don't want.
We're just
to
kidding. If there's any CYS workers or anything listening,
yeah, for real.
Show up at your house, pounding on your door.
Yeah, Jesus. All right, Sean Davis. He got hurt this year, and they brought in Minka, and that just spelled the end for him being a starter. I think they could bring him back on a team-friendly deal. I think he would be a very good backup for this team who lacks depth. But I think he's going to want to move on and try to go start somewhere.
Safety's a position in this league where there aren't very many good ones. So if somebody thinks he's got a little bit of talent, they'll probably sign him and let him compete for a job. So.
Yeah, I agree there. And then you have backup safety Jordan Dangerfield, restricted free agent. He'll be back cheap. Marcus Allen, he is an exclusive rights free agent, so he'll be brought back. So by my count, right now what the Steelers have, what I think going into the offseason, five corners, Hayden, Nelson, Hilton, Sutton, and Justin Lane. Safeties, you have four, Fitzpatrick, Edmonds, Dangerfield, and Allen.
Okay.
So corner seems pretty good. You have five there. You usually go into the season with six or seven, depending on your need. I would not be surprised if they bring in a guy for depth, but I think more than likely it's going to be addressed in the draft.
Okay. Do you think like an early pick, mid-round pick?
I could see third round probably because they're going to get that comp pick, but they only have one third-round pick this year. So they get that comp pick for the Le'Veon Bell deal. No first round pick, second round pick. Don't know what the big need is going to be. I have my thoughts on that, but I would say maybe third, fourth round. Okay. They probably address corner, bringing a young guy there. Safety, you need to get a backup. Jordan Dangerfield is a special teams guy. He's really good on special teams, but if he has to come in for somebody injured, you're going to be really hurting at that position. Yeah. And then you also need to see, this is a big year for Terrell Edmonds. You have to, he has to take that step forward. This is his third year. He hasn't played awful, but when you have two corners that are playing lights out, and then you have Minka, who nobody wants to throw the ball to, they're throwing it towards Terrell, and he's letting up a lot of big passes. Yeah. So you have to see what you got here. I would say they're going to bring in a free agent as a backup if they can't re-sign Sean Davis. So,
okay.
Other than that, yeah, there's really nothing big in the secondary for them yet. They're pretty set at their starters. I'm comfortable with it going in. Just a couple guys for depth, and they should be comfortable.
All right. Sounds good. So you think they'll go into the next season basically with the same starters that they had this year?
Yeah. Maybe one or two new names.
New names. On the team. All right. On the team, but maybe not even starters, just more depth.
No, backup. Yeah. I think the starters are
They had a pretty good defense this year.
Yeah, unless you get a big injury coming out, man, I think the starters are set.
All right, so then I guess we'll go into the Eagles' dumpster fire of a secondary here and see what we can figure out. First name on there, starting cornerback Ronald Darby is a free agent after this season. Bye. Don't need him anymore. He's gone. They have Rasul Douglas, who played a lot this season for injured Ronald Darby. I like Rasul, but I think he's more of a backup player at this point. He's tall. He just lacks fluid hips and speed. He gets burnt a lot over the top. He's physical, but, you know, like I said, he's a good guy to come in, you know, and when you need a few plays out of somebody or a game or two.
Yeah. And you liked him at the beginning of the year. He was one of the guys.
I did. He had a really good camp, but as the season went on, he just, you know, his deficiencies really showed, his just lack of speed. So I think he'll stay on the roster. I think he's got a couple years left on his contract. So I believe he'll be a backup coming in the next year. There's Craig James. We picked him up early on in the season. He's more of a special teams player. He'll probably be around, but like I said, more special teams. And here's one that I have no idea what they're going to do. Sidney Jones. He was a second-round pick. He started some games early on the year, struggled again. He has not been good. He's been a bust so far. But then towards the end of the year, he started to make some big plays for this team. Mm-hmm. But then once the playoffs came and there was a few injuries, there was guys like Craig James was going ahead of him, Cravon LeBlanc, Avante Maddox. So I don't think they trust Sidney Jones. And I would not be surprised if he was traded this offseason. Okay. I know he's got a couple years left on his contract. He's a young kid. He had a lot of potential coming out. He would have been a top 15 pick if he didn't tear his Achilles at his pro day. Fell to the second round. The Eagles took a flyer on him. It hasn't worked out. So I think they might end up trading him. I think he'd be somebody you might be able to do a player for player swap for, or even get like a third or fourth round pick, just depending on if there's a team high on him or not. And still thinks he has potential.
Patriot.
Yeah. He'll probably go to New England and be a lockdown corner. And then our other starting corner, Jalen Mills, is also a free agent.
Wow.
I know Jim Schwartz, who will be coming back. I guess I didn't discuss that going on. He interviewed for the Browns job. He didn't get it. Doug said if he did not get the Browns job, he will be back as the defensive coordinator. So he will be back. But Jim Schwartz is a huge Jalen Mills fan. Loves him. It's one of his favorite players. Trust him. I think he's going to be back. I think they're going to sign him to come back. He was a seventh-round pick for this team and turned into a half-decent starter. He's not great. He's not a shutdown corner. He's not a number one corner. But he's a serviceable corner in the NFL. And
yeah, he's the best you got right now.
Probably, yeah. Yeah, so I think he's going to come back. Then we have Avante Maddox, who's going into his third year. He's been our slot corner for the most part, utility guy. I've seen him in the slot. I've seen him on the outside. I've seen him at safety. He's good. He's a good young corner. He's somebody that they're still developing. And obviously, you know, he'll be another starter in the secondary moving forward. And then there's Cravon LeBlanc, who towards the in the playoff game, I'm pretty sure he was starting in the slot because they had Avante on the outside. I'm not sure what his contract status is. I think they extended him at the beginning of the year, so I believe he has another year left on his deal. So he'll also be returning. So out of the corners, I could see Sidney Jones and Ronald Darby gone. Darby's gone for sure. Sidney Jones, possible trade. If not, he'll be back. And then Jalen Mills, I do believe they will re-sign. So then that brings us to the safeties, both of our safeties. I know Rodney McLeod is a free agent. And then Malcolm Jenkins said he's not coming back unless they redo his deal. He has 1 year left on his deal. He's going to be 33 years old this coming season. Oof. Yeah. Yeah, so.
That's a tough one. I mean, he's a great player. They're going to give
him. I was going to say, at the end of the day, I believe both of them will be back. I definitely think Malcolm will be back. I think they made a mistake letting Dawkins go at the end of his career. Malcolm's played, since he signed with the Eagles, he's only missed 6 total snaps. Wow. Yeah. Like, he plays everything. Yeah. So, he's kind of the leader of that defense. You always see him in the videos breaking the team down. Just getting everybody where they need to be. I think he will be back. I can see him on they'd give him like a 2-year extension and give him the guaranteed money that he's looking for. Rodney McLeod, he bounced back. He tore his ACL in 2018. He bounced back. He had a decent year this year. I believe he's going to be 30 next season, so he's getting old too. But he's coming off a really good year. Unless he gets big money somewhere else that the Eagles just won't match, I think he would be back. And then just our two backup guys, there was Rudy Ford, who was a special teams player. They like him as a special teams player. I think he's got another year left on his deal. He'll be back. And then I think his name is Marcus Epps. Was a safety they claimed from the Vikings after it was like halfway through the season. And he was actually playing our third safety role towards the end of the year. I think they need to upgrade the third safety role. I know they like that kid. He's young. But I could see them bringing somebody else in through free agency to play like that third safety, because they play a lot of 3 safety looks as like their base defense. I don't have names in front of me for free agency. We'll go over free agency on another day. I believe Von Bell, former Ohio State safety for the Saints. I think he's a free agent at the end of this year. If they don't bring McLeod back, that's the only person I think they might be able to bring in. But as for the secondary in the whole, the Eagles have 10 draft picks. I do believe they will address cornerback and safety in the draft. Somewhere on the second day, one of those positions I think will be hit. We have 2 third-round picks because we're getting a third-round comp pick from the Nick Foles deal. I think they'll address either corner and safety in that area and then later on in the draft as well. Mm-hmm. So going into next year, I'm hoping Malcolm's back. I'd like to see Ronnie back, but I wouldn't be surprised if they brought a younger guy in to replace him. And then in the secondary or in the cornerback position, I think you're going to have 1 new starter to replace Ronald Darby. And that's could be there's the free agency class. I know is pretty bad for cornerbacks. I know Jones from the Cowboys is a free agent. What's his name? I'm blanking on it right now.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to give his first name either. He's
going to be big time money. The Eagles have $46 million in cap, though. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Is he up there too? I can't think.
I think he's only like 27.
Yeah. Is he? Okay.
So, which is still a little bit older. You'd rather fill these needs with draft picks, which is what the Eagles are going to need to do because Carson Wentz's money is going to skyrocket here in the next year.
I get it, but there's also another position where you guys need to address in the draft.
Oh, wide receiver?
And that's
we'll get into that on another day.
I know. But I'm saying as far as a starter coming in, I think it's going to be more likely a free agent.
Or trade or something. We'll see.
I don't think it's a draft.
God knows they got to do something. If I knew what they had to do, I'd be a GM somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why we play one on the radio.
Yeah, so that's all I got for the Eagles secondary. They need a lot of help. They need something different. Just, I don't know if it's, like I said, scheme. They're going to have a new DB coach. Just hope. Just please, Lord, something. Help this help this secondary so they're not terrible. That's all I got for that one this week. Next week we'll get into another defensive position. I think we'll – or do you want to switch to offense? Do you want to go offense, defense? We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. We'll just – as we go along here. But, Jay, let them know where they can find us at then.
Yeah, check us out on Twitter at Birds_Berg. Find us on the Facebook page, the Birds and the Berg podcast. Please like, subscribe, and review on all podcasting sites, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Please leave likes, reviews on all those sites. We'll talk back to you.
Awesome. Sounds good. That was the Birds and the Berg football podcast. And we'll catch you next Monday.